哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们要以让神的光照耀作为题目，互相的学习。
This evening for our mutual learning, we will be looking at the topic of Let the Light of God Shine.
当你回到家，第一件事情做什么？
And when we go home, what is the first thing that we do?
尤其是那么黑晚上，第一件事情就是开灯。
And when it is so dark at night, the first thing we may do is to turn on our lights.
因为家里黑黑的，没有灯，你就看不清楚。
Because when it is really dark at home, we are not able to see clearly.
没办法走路，也找不到东西。
So there is no way to walk or for look for or to look for things.
所以光是最重要。
So light is the most important.
神在创造天地万物的时候。
When God created the heavens and the earth and all things,
第一件事情也是创造光。
The first thing that He did was to create light.
让光照耀在这个地球、这个世界上面。
And to let light shine on the earth and in this world.
但是当神还没有造好这个世界的时候，
But when God has not yet created the world yet.
这个世界啊是有三种的情况。
The earth was made out of. It had three states, three conditions.
我们看第一章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这一节很重要。
This is a very important verse.
我们一起大声读。
Let us read it out loud together.
一二三。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
不要少看这几节，第一节只有几个字。
Let us not look down on this verse, even though it has little words in it.
但是啊，却把天地万物的创造从没有到有讲得最清楚。
But it is very clear here that the heavens and the earth came out of nothing.
这里说起初。
It says here in the beginning.
起初就是时间的起初。
In the beginning refers to the beginning of time.
这代表神创造了时间。
This represented how God created time.
时间本来在灵界是不存在的。
Before time in the spiritual realm did not exist.
因为神是没有时间。
Because God is timeless.
他也不用被时间限制住。
And he is also not bound by the confines of time.
但是为了要创造这个世界。
In order to create this world.
他要先把时间定下来。
He first has to establish time.
所以这个时间的开始就叫做起初。
So this is the beginning of time.
再来这里说神创造了天地。
Here it also says God created the heavens and the earth.
那这里天跟地是什么呢？
Here what is the heavens and the earth?
天地就是空间呢。
And this refers to space.
所以一开始神就把时间跟空间就创造好了。
So in the beginning, God has already created time and space.
如果你读物理的话，你知道所有的物理的原则都要在时间跟空间之下。
And if we look at physics, for example, we know that everything has to exist under time and space.
总共加起来了，我们现在这个世界，我们这个存在啊，大家在四维空间之下。
And altogether, our existence dwells in time and space.
Four dimensions.
Four dimensions.
第一就是，比如说我们的坐标啊，我们的 geographic location 啊，
first,
就是要 3D 啊，有三个定位才要把我们的定位定起来。
First, in terms of geographical location, there are three dimensions.
再加上时间，第四个。
And along with time, that is the fourth dimension.
所以你说奇不奇妙？神圣经的第一句话已经把所有的 physics， 所有的物理学。最基本的那四根柱子定下来了。
So is it not so miraculous that in the beginning God has already established these four principles, these four dimensions?
一切的来源就是神。
All sorts of things come from God.
从没有到有。
From nothing to something.
没有时间，但是神创造时间。
From no time to time.
没有空间，没有天地，神创造天地。
From no heaven and earth to heaven and earth.
所以这个就是神是创造一切的来源。
So God is the source of all things.
科学家可以有不同的解释。
And scientists can have many different explanations.
但是科学家没有办法解释的一点就是怎么样是从没有到有。
But scientists are not explained how something can come from nothing.
因为在这个物理学的定律里面。
Because in the law of physics.
能源是可以转换。不同的这种状态出现 ，energy can be transferred.
Energy can be transferred.
可以从电能变成热能。
For example, from electrical power, it can turn into heat.
这个就是转化。
This is a transformation.
但是呢，没有办法从没有能源变成有能源。
But it is impossible to turn nothing into something.
那这个从没有从零到一是怎么来呢？
So how do you go from zero to one?
这个就是社科学没有办法解释的。
There is no explanation in science.
啊，但是圣经告诉我们的原因。
But the Bible tells us the reason.
第一个原因，第一个来源就是神。
The first origin is God.
所以我们从凭着信心去接受。We accept it.
We accept it by faith.
啊，因为科学它本身也没有办法解释。
Because science also has no way to explain this.
但是呢，除了神创造天地以外
，But apart from God creating the heavens and the earth,
我们看第二节。
Let us look at verse two.
我们一起读第二节。
Let us read together verse two.
一二三，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。这里说，当这个神的创造还没有完成的时候。
Here it tells us that before God's creations have been completed,
这个地啊，它有三种的情况。
There are three conditions of the earth.
这三种情况啊，就是一种不完全、还没有做好的时候的情况。
And it is a condition of being incomplete.
那这三种情况也是代表人的心的一种情况。
And it also represents the human condition.
好，那我们来先来看这三种情况是什么情况。
And let us look at what these three conditions are.
第一种情况呢，就是空虚。
The first is void.
它的地也是空虚的。
The earth was void.
什么叫做空虚呢
？And what is void referring to?
空虚的意思呢，就是有空间，但是没有东西。
It refers to space, but there is nothing in the space.
那这个空间呢，就变成没有什么意义了。
And there is no meaning or purpose to this.
譬如说，如果这个建筑物
，So for example, let us look at this building.
啊，没有椅子。
If there are no chairs.
没有桌子。
If there are no tables.
也没有灯。
And there's no light.
也没有人。
And no people.
也没有任何的东西在这里。
And there is nothing in here.
都是空空的。
And it is completely empty.
那这个建筑物。存在这里是有什么意义呢
？Then what purpose is there for this building to exist in this space？
但是如果里面有东西
，But if there is something in the building，
该放椅子的地方有椅子，该放讲台的地方有讲台。
Where there's a chair, there's a chair, and where there's the pulpit, there's a pulpit。
该放钢琴的地方有一个钢琴。
Where there is a place that's designated for the piano, there's a piano。
该放植物的地方有两盆植物。
And where there are plants, there are plants。
还有有人在这边进进出出
，and there are people coming in and out。
那整个建筑物就有意义。
Then there is purpose in this building。
所以所谓的空就是有空间，但是没有东西。
So here there is space, but there is nothing in this space。
当然就是因为那个时候还没有创造好，所以没东西嘛。
And this is because there is nothing that God has created in this space yet。
所以后来你看整章的话呢，就是神要用六天。把天地万物都充满东西。
And if you look at this chapter, God took 6 days to create all things.
但是神也没有很急说很急说马上要把很多东西充满里面。
But God is not very rushed here, in a rush here to create all things in one day.
啊，神是先造光。
First he created light.
啊，那这个空间也不单只是物质的空间。
And this space is not only just a physical space.
看得见的有物质的空间。
And there's a physical space.
看不见的有心灵的空间、属灵的空间。
But what we cannot see is the spiritual space.
那空属灵的空间、心灵的空间在哪里？在哪里
？And where is the spiritual or the space of the heart？
啊，这是我们的内心。
This is our inner heart.
如果一个人他的内心是有空间，但是没有东西可以充满他。
If a person's heart has an inner space, but nothing can fulfill it.
那这种心灵的状态啊，就是叫做很虚空。
Then the condition of this heart is void. It is empty.
用现在的话来形容啊，就是很无聊，很没有意义。
And using today's terms, we would define this as very boring and purposeless.
我们看旧约的传道书第一章。
Let's look at Old Testament Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
传道书第一章一到二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
我一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。在耶路撒冷作王大卫的儿子传道者的言语第二节传道者说虚空的虚空虚空的虚空凡事都是虚空这里是记载有一个人他叫传道者
Here it says there is a person called preacher
跟你们今天所想的传道者不一样
It is different from the preacher that you may think of today
你可能今天喜欢传道者这是教会的传道人、啊、是生活很简单很普通的那个传道人呢。
You may think of a preacher that's living a very simple, ordinary life.
一定是不会很有钱，也不会住大房子。
They won't have a lot of money, nor they will live in a big house.
也不会开宾士，也不会带劳力士。
And they will also have a very...
Will not drive a... Will not drive a Benz.
They won't drive a Benz.
Because
today's preachers don't have much money. But this preacher is different. Preacher here is the son of David, and he perhaps was a king as well. He has many riches. He is wealthy.
很有成就.
He has a lot of success.
也很有享受.
And he enjoys life.
但是呢, 他竟然讲的就是一句话, 哎呀, 虚空的虚空,
but all he says here is vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
虚空这个字是什么意思?
And what does vanity refer to? What does it mean?
原文的意思就是风, 好像风一口气, 一个 breath, 一口气, 没有了, 吹完就没有了。
In the original language, it refers to a breath, and once you exhale it, there is nothing more.
哇, 在这个传道书里面呢, 这个虚空的字啊, 出现了几十次。
And in Ecclesiastes, the word vanity appears several times.
至少有差不多30次。
There is at least 30 times where it appeared.
奇怪了, 一个人生那么有成就的人, 怎么样可能觉得生活没有意义呢? 很虚空呢?
How can a person who lives so successfully think that life is very meaningless or full of vanities?
今天社交媒体啊、新闻啊，都是不是很崇拜那些所谓的billionaire啊、或者明星啊、运动明星啊，还是那些亿万富豪。
Today, doesn't social media or the news praise those who are full of success, those
billionaires?
不是有private
jet啊，要私人飞机都好啊。
And they talk about how great private jets are.
甚至会买一个岛啊，去度假。
And to purchase an island in order to vacation on it.
喜欢的上太空旅游也可以啊，现在开始可以坐飞机去太空船去太空旅游。
And you can also go on a spaceship and go to space.
有钱怎么会虚空？
If you have money, then how can these things be vanity?
这个是我们没有办法想象的。
And we cannot imagine or comprehend this.
但是确实传道者有这种体验。
And our preacher has this experience.
那为什么他会拿到一切？ 却觉得到最后没有什么意义。
And how can he have everything but think this is all meaningless?
我们要看这个第三节，第三章。
Let us look at chapter 3.
第三章的第十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10.
十一节。
Verse 11.
传道书三章的第十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11.
我们一起读。
Let us read together.
神造万物，各按其时成为美好。 又将永生安置在世人的心里。然而，神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。原来啊，神在创造人类的时候啊，他把一个空间呢，特定了放在人的心里。And
when God created man, He specifically put the space into the hearts of men.
你说有吗？你把心脏切开，也看到空吗？
If you cut open or operate on your hearts, can you see a space inside?
不是物质的空。
This is not a physical space.
神把一个属灵的空间。 一个虚空感放在人的心里。
God put an empty space into our hearts, a spiritual one.
那这个空间呢, 叫做永远。
And this space is called eternity.
哇, 什么叫永远?
What is eternity?
永远就是没有时间。
It has no time.
我们刚刚讲了, 所有的物质界都是有时间的限制。
And we talked earlier that all physical things are under the constraints of time.
那只有一样都是永远的, 就是神。
And the only something that is eternal is God.
还有你的灵魂呢, 也会永远存着。
And our spirit will also live eternally.
所以你心中每一个人心中都有一个只有神可以填满的空间。
So in the hearts of man, we all have a spiritual space that only God can fill.
物质没办法填满的。
There is no way to fill it with physical needs.
就好像说一个人很有钱。
For example, if one has a lot of money.
但是呢，他拿到钱之后，他没有钱的时候，他想说我有很多钱就一定会很快乐。
And if they had no money before, and now they have received the money, they would think, they would feel very happy.
或者说我没有成功的时候，当我达到成功，我就会很快乐。Or
at first they were very unsuccessful, but after they gained success, they feel very happy.
但是拿到成功了。But
once they have achieved the success,
拿到钱了。And
gained this money,
就很快乐吗？Will
they still be happy?
快乐一阵子，也不能说都不快乐，一定是快乐一下下的。
They will definitely be happy for a very short period of time.
就好像买了新车，买了新房子，一定会快乐几个礼拜、几个月。
So for example, if you purchase a car or a house, you would be happy for a few months.
但是这个快乐很快就没有。
But this happy disappears very quickly.
你就会想了，哎呀，好像都一样，就是这样而已。
And you may think, everything's the same. Is this all?
因为这个东西啊，只有神才可以填满的。
Because only God can satisfy or fill me.
只有你得到永远才可以填满，得到神才可以填满。
You can only satisfy your longing with eternity with God.
所罗门呢, 他年轻的时候有填满, 因为他有追求神。
And when Solomon was younger, he was very satisfied because he pursued after God.
但是后来他成功了, 很多钱了, 很成功一个王了,
but once he has achieved a great success as a king,
他就拜偶像,
he began to worship idols.
他就犯了很多罪,
and he sinned a lot.
啊, 他用物质来填满他的心,
and he used these physical things to fill his heart.
结果呢, 没有办法填满,
and there was no way for him to be fulfilled or satisfied.
啊, 所以他就一直说啊, 哎呀, 空啊, 虚空啊, 一切都是空的,
and he kept saying, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. 啊,
如果啊, 物质的生活, 还有财富, 能够让人家快乐,
if physical living and wealth can allow someone to become happy,
那应该我们西方国家的人是全世界最快乐的,
then the Western country should be the happiest in the world.
因为很快乐, 因为很多物质, 政府又有派遣, 所以呢, 应该没有人是不快乐,
because the government distributes great wealth and we are very rich, there is no one that should be unhappy.
但是你刚好发觉刚刚相反,
but think about the reverse.
在西方国家, 发达国家的, 有很多人呢, 得了忧郁症,
but think about it, in the West, many people have depression.
什么都有, 不缺食物, 不缺房子, 不缺衣服, 但是呢, 就活得不快乐。
They are not lacking anything in food, housing, or clothes, but yet they are unhappy.
啊, 但是还有一些甚至想把自己杀死, 自杀了。
And some have suicide.
啊, 女生都知道有一个包包的牌子, 衣服的牌子, 叫做 Kate Spade, 啊,
and there's a brand. There's a brand called Kate Spade.
啊, 是比较不是太贵的名牌,
and it is not a brand that is too expensive.
但是呢, 很多年轻女生喜欢,
but there are many young women who like this brand.
那这个品牌的创办者当然就叫做 Kate Spade.
And the creator of this brand, of course, is called Kate Spade.
啊, 大概差不多10年前,
around 10 years ago.
她的品牌越来越有名,
her brand became more and more popular,
赚了很多钱,
and famous, and generated a lot of money.
一直在发展,
and it kept growing.
但是没有人想到,
but no one thought,
她说突然间就自杀了,
that she would suddenly commit suicide.
哇, 这个新闻发出来的时候,
and when this news came out,
她都没有办法想象,
everyone cannot believe it.
那么难得才成功, 怎么会成功之后, 反而自杀呢?
They thought, how can someone who achieved great success want to commit suicide?
有什么是钱解决不了的?
Okay.
有什么东西是钱解决不了的问题?
What problem is there that cannot be solved by money?
哦, 钱就是没有办法让你开心, money cannot satisfy your heart.
Money cannot satisfy your heart.
所以神把每个人的心里放一个空间之后，神才可以填满。
So God has created a space in everyone's hearts, and only He can fill it.
那如果你没有办法去寻找神的话，你的心灵状态就是虚空的。
And if you do not seek for God, then your heart will be empty.
好，那第二个状态。
And the second condition.
那我们看回来创世纪第一章第二节。Let
us go back to Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
啊，这里说地是混沌。
Here it says, the earth was without form.
啊, 英文就 without form, 啊, 混沌就是没有一个形状。
This means that there is no shape.
什么叫做没有形状?
What does it mean to have no shape?
你今天看到所有东西都有形状。
Today, if you look at everything, they all have a shape.
啊, 有形状才有意义嘛。
If there is shape, then there is meaning.
比如说电视要有电视的形状，方形的，你才看得到它这个电视。
For example, a TV has to be rectangle in order for you to recognize it as a shape, as a TV.
教堂也有教堂的形状,
and a chapel also has a certain shape.
还有人呢，也要有人的形状,
and humans also have a certain shape.
啊, 你一看知道是个人,
and once you look at them, you'll say, hey, this is a person.
有头有手有脚,
they have hands and they have their limbs.
但是当初没有创造好的时候呢，这个地是没有形状,
and when the earth has not been created properly yet, it was without form.
所有的物质，所有的 element, 所有的这个物质都在里面,
and all these elements are within it.
但是呢，就毫无形状,
and there is no shape, it's formless.
那就没有意义,
then it has no meaning.
你可以想象外面的尘土,
For example, you can think about the dust outside.
哇，就是泥土、尘土，就是没有形状，就是丢在那一边。
There is no form to the dust outside.
但是神后来创造,
but God later created.
把尘土拿起来，把它创造一个人的形状。
He took the dust on the ground and created man.
哦，那之后吹一口气，他就变成一个有灵的活人了。
And with the breath of air, he became a living being.
所以形状很重要。So
shape is very important.
你有形状，你才认得出来它是长什么。
It is only when you have a shape that you can recognize what it is.
啊, 但是为了要有形状，一定有它的次序，有它的长的样子。
In order to have a shape, There has to be
order,
an order.
Priority, 头要放哪里，手要放哪里。
There has to be an order, for example, where the head develops or where the hands develop.
但是当初人是混沌的，就是没有形状。
This is without form.
好了，那这也是指着属灵的方面。
And this also has spiritual implications.
今天很多人的心中呢,
So today in people's hearts,
都是混混沌沌的。
It is without form.
什么叫做混沌？
What is without form?
就是很忙碌啊。
Means you are very busy.
每天陀螺那么转。 每天转了，每天很忙啊。
Oh, every day you are busy.
哇，有时候忙工作。
And so, for example, you are busy with your job.
忙完工作，又想娱乐。
And after you finish your job, you want to have some fun.
又回到家庭。
You want to go home.
就是有时候忙完，你不晓得在忙什么。
But sometimes you don't know what you are busying yourself with.
人生的意义在哪里？ 好像没有一个 form， 没有一个看得出来，让你知道人的生活应该怎么过。
And you don't know the purpose of life. You don't know what your life should be taking shape and what it should look like.
打个比喻，人为什么要活着？
And why does man have to live?
有人说要工作啊。
Some people say it is to live.
好了，
to work.
工作为了什么？
Work for what?
要赚钱呢。
To make money.
赚钱做什么？
Make money to do what?
买食物啊，可以住啊。
To buy food.
为什么要吃？
Why do we have to eat?
因为吃饱，明天才可以再工作。
Because if I eat, then I can work again tomorrow.
你不健康，明天怎么工作？
And if you are unhealthy, then how can you work tomorrow?
哦，那在工作，一天的工作就是为了吃饭、工作、睡觉。
So, for working, you eat, and then it becomes a cycle.
哇，好，有一些人觉得好像这个没有太大的意义。
And some people think that this is meaningless.
但是，又不能不去。
But then,
也要做够。
Oh, you have to do it.
为什么？因为谁你不工作，谁养你？
But you have to do this because if you do not work, then who's going to raise you?
有一些年轻人就干脆说，哎呀，既然那么没有意义，那就躺平啊，那就哎呀，反正我都不要去工作了。
So some youth, for example, they're just laid down and say, oh, I don't want to go to work.
这样也不对。
This is also not a right attitude.
但是他就是浑浑噩噩，整天就是有工作也浑浑噩噩，没工作的也浑浑噩噩。
Whether they have a job or not, they're always feeling unsatisfied.
你坐在公车上面，有时候你早上看到很多人都是浑浑噩噩的，浑浑噩噩。
And sometimes when you're on a bus, you see that people are very drowsy or they're not.
眼睛没有神的。
They have no life in their eyes.
也许真的是很累。
Perhaps they are very exhausted.
但是圣经告诉我们，不应该这样。
But the Bible tells us we should not be like this.
人生不应该有这种混混沌沌的这种情况。
Human life should not be without form.
其实神啊，在我们的妈妈的肚子里面就把我们的形体造创造好了。
Actually, it says in the Bible that God has created us in our mother's womb already.
我们看诗篇139篇。Let
us look at Psalm chapter 139.
诗篇139篇。Psalm
139。16节。Verse 16。16节。Verse 16。
我们一起读。Let
us read together.
1:2。我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见。 你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册子上。这里告诉我们，神啊，创造了我们。Here
it tells us that God has already created us.
我们刚刚在妈妈肚子啊，这个刚成型、刚受精啊，这个卵子受精的那一刻，只是个细胞，没有人的形状。Before,
when we were in our mother's womb, we were just a seed and we were not yet fully formed.
哎，但是呢，神就很奇妙，你怎么弄，他怎么弄你也不知道啊。但是他就慢慢，哎，有一个人的形状出来。
But God is very miraculous, and slowly there seems to be a human shape growing in your mother's womb.
你照超音波的时候，哦，慢慢看到，哎，这个 baby 的样子，有头有手有脚啊。And
slowly as the belly expands, you're also able to grow your limbs.
我们卡加利教会哦，明年大概有三个妈妈，三个姐妹要，三个 baby 要出生。
In Calgary, there are around three mothers who are about to give birth.
我们卡加，我们埃蒙顿这边也要努力一点。In
Edmonton, we also have to work hard.
为年轻人祷告。
Let's pray for the youth.
快结婚生子，多生几个。So
you can marry faster and give birth.
真的，你看那些姐妹的肚皮越来越大。
And you can see how the sisters' bellies continue to grow.
照X照超音波，哎，还有时候给我看，哇，他那个人的形状都出来了。And
you can see the shape of the person.
真的，你一看就知道这个是人。And
once you see this, you are able to recognize that it is a person.
好了，神创造我们。And
God created us.
不单只有物质的形状。
Not just our physical shape.
我们是不是应该也 反映出神属灵的形状，
Should we not also shine out the shape of the spirit?
The image of God.
The image of God.
如果你有反映出神的形状，
If you show the image of God,
你的生活都有意义了。
Your life will have meaning.
有人问你，活着是为了什么？只是为了上班赚钱吗？
if someone asks you what do you live for, do you say is it just for work?
等退休嘛?
To wait for retirement?
工作的时候就等退休嘛,
because when you're working, all you wait for is retirement.
啊, 退休之后等什么?
And after retirement, what are you waiting for?
如果人生只是一辈子就这样过了,
and man's life will just pass by, I believe, like this.
那一点意义都没有,
and there is no meaning.
那条狗还活得开心一点,
and even the dog seems happy.
为什么?
Why is this?
因为有人就说了, 我看过一个对话, 那个卡通啊, 两只狗在对话,
because I've seen a cartoon dialogue of two dogs talking to each other before.
他说我们的人生, 我们追求的是什么?
And one of them said,
不用为工作烦恼了,
we don't have to worry about our work.
每天有的吃,
we have something to eat every day.
每天去散步了,
we can take a walk every day.
那狗狗就对话说, 我们早都有了,
and the dogs said to each other, oh, we have these things.
但是我们的主人呢, 还没退休, 还没有这个生活,
but our owner hasn't retired yet, he has not begun living yet.
狗狗的生活还比人好,
and the dog's life is even better than a man's.
但是我们这个人跟狗也不一样,
but men and dogs are different.
我们的form, 我们的形状是什么?
What is our form?
我们看创世纪的第一章,
let us look at Genesis chapter 1,
第27节,
verse 27.
创世纪第一章27节,
Genesis chapter 1, verse 27.
我们一起读,
let us read together.
一二三,
so God created man in his own image.
形状造人,
them,
乃是照他的形象, 造男造女。 这句话很重要, 要记住。
This is very important, we have to remember it.
如果一个人没有认识神, 他的生命是没有形状。
If a man does not recognize God, then his life is without form.
就是混混噩噩, 每天就是混混沉沉, 就过一天。
And every day is without form.
一辈子这样就过了。
And his whole life will pass by.
但是如果你有人认识神,
but if you recognize God,
你的人生应该是有形状,
then your life will have form, it will have shape.
你要反映出神的形象。
You have to shine the image of God.
因为神造你就是要反映他的光辉啊。
Because God has created you, so you have to shine his light.
你自己是没有光, 但是你可以反映出神的光。
You yourself do not have light, but you can shine the light of God.
啊, 那神的形状是什么?
And what is God's shape?
神的形象是什么?
What is his image?
神是个灵啊, 他有什么形象?
God is a spirit, what is his shape?
我们看以弗所书第四章,
let us look at Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章24节,
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24.
以弗所书第四章24节,
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24.
我们一起读,
let us read together.
一二三, 并且穿上新人,
这新人是照着神的形象造有真理的人意,
很圣洁, 这就是神的形象。
Here it tells us what God's image is.
我们还是一年的第一个月, 还算是新年还没有过, 还有农历新年也还没来啊。
New Year's isn't done yet since it's still January, and Chinese New Year is still on its way.
我们每年第一年新年第一个月都会一直讲啊, 新人啊, 新心啊, 新的志向。
And we constantly say New Year, New Me.
那这里说啊, 最主要是心, 其实不用是你自己怎么心, 你就跟神一样就是心。
But we don't have to think too much for ourselves. All it says here is that we are created according to God.
你只要越来越像神,
we just have to be more and more like God.
你的生命当中, 心中一直要有真理。
In our life and our hearts, we have to have the truth.
你做出来的行为都是对的, 都是合神的标准, 就是仁义, 义就是神的标准。
And our conduct in true righteousness is according to God's standards.
越来越圣洁。
And we become more and more holy.
那这样你就反映出, 哎, 你是属于神的, 你是神的孩子, 你是不一样, 你是有form的, 你的form, 你的形状都是像神。
And when we shine his image, more and more we see that our form is like God's.
所以你带孩子也是为了神。
So for example, when you raise up your children, it is also in the image of God.
你去外面上班, 也希望别人看到你是基督徒, 荣耀神。
And when you go to work, you also want to glorify God and let others see him in you.
你要享受生活, 你也会想一些正确的娱乐, 正确的方向来享受神的恩典。
And when you enjoy life, you also want to do these in the correct ways so that you can enjoy God's grace.
不会去犯罪,
so that you will not sin.
因为这个你就把那个 form, 把那个神的形状都彰显出来啊。
And you're able to shine out God's form, his 但是, image.
但是很可惜啊, 世人啊, 没有认识神啊, 他的生活都是混沌。
But for those who do not recognize God, their lives are without form.
好了，再看回来, 没有认识神啊, 或者是神没有进来的时候啊, 他有第三种的状况。
And there is a third condition when we do not recognize God.
我们看一章的第二节,
let us go back to Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
地是空洞混沌, 然后是渊面黑暗。
We talked about void and without form, now we will talk about darkness.
渊面黑暗, 渊面就是一个地方。
The face of the deep is a place.
啊，黑暗就是这种状态。
The condition of darkness.
啊，为什么要讲渊呢？深渊呢？
Why does it talk about
the deep? 啊，
the deep.
啊，最深的深谷，或者是海里面最深的地方，就是深渊。
The deepest part of the ocean is in its depths.
或者是山里面那个山谷最底的地方。
Or for example, at the base of a mountain.
啊，这个都是叫深渊。
And this is called the deep.
那渊呢？深渊，因为它离开光很远，所以基本上在最下面的地方就是没有光。
Because the deep departs from the light, it is considered the darkest part.
那没有光就是黑暗呢？
And when there is no light, then it is dark.
因为光进不去啊，因为它太深了。
Light is unable to enter because it is too deep.
那我们知道啊，深渊的地方，因为没有光，一定是很冷。
And we know that in these places, it is the coldest.
然后呢，没有生命，没有办法在那边成长。
And there is no way for life to dwell in there.
啊，在里面呢，如果你跌到深渊里面啊，你爬不出来了，你绝望了，你没办法了，你帮不到自己了。
And if you fall into the deep, then you will not be able to get out or escape.
爬不爬得上来？
And you can't climb out.
为什么？
Why is this?
太深了。
Because it is too deep.
因为什么这个深渊要放在黑暗要放在第三方面？
And why is darkness this third condition?
因为它跟头两个是有关系的。
It is related to the first two traits.
你看哦，一个人的心呢，如果虚空的话，
If a person's heart is void,
他是不是生活啊，都是昏昏沌沌的，对不对？
Will their life not be without form?
但是他要觉得他也不甘心自己空虚。
But they also
he doesn't want to be empty.
And he doesn't want to be empty.
那他就要找东西把自己填满了。
And he wants to find things to satisfy himself.
那要找什么东西填满呢？
And what can satisfy him?
他不会去找神，因为觉得神很真理很无聊，信神很无聊，很多限制。
And he might not seek for God because he thinks that it is very boring, it's very mundane.
不会去教会。
And he will not go to church.
他们去哪里填满呢？
And where will they go to satisfy their needs?
去找 entertainment, 叫娱乐来填满了。
They might find entertainment to satisfy themselves.
去喝酒了。
To drink.
去赌博了。
To bet. Or gamble.
或者是呢，有一些不良的嗜好啊，
or some
bad habits,
bad habits.
啊，乱搞男女关系啊，
for example, in many inappropriate relationships.
啊，还有呢，很多、啊、很多种的。
And other many kinds.
啊，在心理学上面呢，这个叫做 addiction 啊，叫做成瘾。
And in psychology, we call this addiction.
啊，因为头脑已经被某一些东西控制住了，有一种成瘾的机制，那种 addiction mechanism 在里面。
Because there's an addiction mechanism in your brain that has already been taken over.
但是在属灵上呢，这个叫做被罪捆绑。
But in the spiritual sense, we call this being bound by sin.
你出不来了。
You're unable to escape.
只要第一步踏进去，你想，我想试一试，我想玩一玩而已。
It is when you want to take a small step in and just say it's for fun.
因为这个看起来很刺激。
Because you think that it is very enticing.
要不然我很无聊啊，很空虚啊。
Otherwise, you feel very lonely and empty.
我想找一些东西填满我的内心。
And you want to find things to satisfy your inner soul.
好，只要你尝了第一次，你就被抓住了。
And it is when you step your foot into this that you will be captured.
那你就开始掉到深渊里面。
And then you will fall into the deep.
我们看罗马书第七章。
Let us look at Romans chapter 7.
罗马书的第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
罗马书七章十九节。
Romans chapter 7, verse 19.
我们一起读。
Let us read together.
七章十九节。
Romans chapter 7, verse 19.
一二三。故此，我所愿意的善，我管不做；我不所愿意的恶，我倒去做。二十节。若我去做我所不愿意做的，若不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪所做的。二十一节。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。这保罗啊，把这个深渊的感觉啊，描述得非常好。
Here Paul portrays the idea of the deep very well here.
你不要以为保罗以前是个很好的人啊，圣经很熟啊，都是法利赛人就很好。
Don't think that Paul was very was a good person.
他虽然知道律法
，although he knew the law，
但是他完全控制不到自己，做不出来。
But he was unable to control himself to do these things.
他可以把摩西律法讲得头头是道。
He is very knowledgeable about the Pharisees' laws.
但是他却没有办法改变他自己的内心。
But there is no way for him to change his inner heart.
没有办法改变自己的行为。
To change his conduct.
我们常常听到这些新闻。
And we constantly hear of this on the news.
有很多宗教人士啊，
There's a lot of religious figures.
无论是佛教的啦，还是其他教的啦。
No matter if they're from if they're Buddhist or
哦，不知什么，有些和尚啊，偷偷吃肉啊，偷偷娶老婆。
They secretly eat meat or they cheat on their wives.
有些在中国特别多。
And in China, this is especially prevalent.
哇，这和尚啊，开着大宾士的。 Drive a big Mercedes.
And they drive a big Mercedes.
偷偷很多老婆的。
And they also have many wives.
哎，偷了很多钱。
And steal a lot of money.
但是他穿的好像很正经啊，好像要帮人家炼金啊，做了很多好事，好像做很多事，公益的事情。
But their outside appearance is very austere, and it seems like they will do good.
这个宗教是表面的。
And this
religion is superficial.
This religion is very superficial.
保罗他以前也有 religion， 也有宗教，犹太教，但是也是表面。
Paul before was a very fervent Jew, but this is only on the surface.
因为没有真正找到独一真神。
Because he has not found the one true God.
没有神的真光照在他里面。
God's light has not shone in him.
他里面还是很空虚啊。
And he is still very empty inside.
他还有很多恶，他自己改变不了自己。
And he has so much evil inside, and he is unable to change himself.
罪也控制了他。
And sin has bound him.
虽然整天在说讲摩西律法，但是他却做不出来。
And even though he always talks about Moses' law, he is unable to act it out.
啊，这个真是很黑暗。
And this is truly pitch dark.
啊，生命没有真正的改变。 And
life, his life had no true change.
所以你看哦，创世纪第一章第二节啊，表面是讲创世之时候还没有创造完的这种状况，其实也是在讲人心中的这种状况。
So in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, when it talks about these three conditions, it is actually a reflection of man's conditions as well.
但是神要进来啊，第三节。
But God wants to enter in verse 3.
我们看第三节。
Let us look at verse 3.
我们一起读。 创世纪一章第三节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 3.
一二三。 神说要有光， 就有了光。 这一节很重要。
And this verse is very important.
所以说，神说他第一件要做的事情，并不是把空虚的东西填满，或者是整理什么东西。
And it is very important here. God does not want to
fill up the world.
Something.
神第一件事情要让光先进来。
And the first thing He wants to do is to have the manifestation of light.
因为如果没有光的话，
because if there is no light,
一切东西都不会有改变。
Then nothing will have changed.
一切都没有不会有改，一定要光要先进来。
Light has to enter first.
这个光啊，很奇妙。
And this light is very miraculous.
从物理学来说啊，
And in physics,
光就是一种能量。
Light is
energy.
Is a type of energy.
Yeah, photon 啊，你没有光，你就没有能量。
And if there is no light, then there is no energy.
所以这个世界是从一种没有能量的状态变成有能量的状态。
So in this world, is something that has no energy or light to something that has energy or light.
就科学是做不到的。
And this is something that physics cannot achieve.
神的话
for science.
有能力。
But God's words have power.
神透过他的话，就把能力，就把能量带出来。
Through his words, he can manifest power.
就有了光了。
And then there will be light.
但是这个光并不是指物质的光。
But this light is not referring to just physical light.
是从属灵的，要从属灵的角度来看这个光。
But we have to look at this from a spiritual perspective.
这个光也不是太阳的光哦。
This light is also not referring to sunlight.
为什么不是太阳的光？
Why is it not sunlight?
太阳是第几天才造好的？
Because when was the sun created?
啊，第几天才创造太阳、月亮、星星？
What day was the sun, the moon, the stars created?
这是在 17节里面所讲的第四天。
It is in verse 17, the fourth day.
从16节开始啊。
Let us start reading from verse 16.
一二三， 于是神造了两个大光，大的管昼，小的管夜，又造众星。17节， 就把这些光摆在天空，普照在地上。18节，管理昼夜，分别明暗。神看着是好的。19节，有晚上，有早晨，是第四日。所以第四天， 神才造太阳、星星、月亮。
So it is only on the fourth day that God created the sun, the moon, and the stars.
所以这个第三节的说，神说要有光跟太阳，没有任何的关系。
So when God says in verse 3, let there be light, the light and the sun has no correlation to each other.
也不是太阳的光生出来的能量。
It is not the light that comes from the sunlight.
因为这个时候，在宇宙并没有任何的光。 没有任何的其他的发光的东西。
Oh, there is nothing else that shines light forth.
There's nothing in the universe
There's nothing that shines in the universe.
所以第三节那个光，我们叫做灵光。
So we refer to this as a spiritual light.
从神来的，属灵的光。
This is a spiritual light.
哇，这个光是很厉害的。
And this light is very great.
因为这个光照在黑暗里面，把光暗都分开了。
Because it shone into the darkness and split it.
因为有了这个光进来，才有了之后的这些改变。
Because only after the light shines in that all these changes can occur.
没有这个光，之后就不会有所有美好的神的创造的事情发生。
Without this light, none of God's other creations would have happened.
这个光要光一来了，黑暗就自然就消失了。
And once the light comes, the darkness will naturally dissipate or to leave.
之后神就会把东西就整理好，就不会混沌了，就有form了。And
after this, everything will have form.
神再退回来，神把所有东西都造好之后，就不空虚了。And
after God created everything, there is no more emptiness.
所以这个光一进来，就把那三个问题就慢慢解决了。
So after the light enters, these three issues disappeared.
但是神一定要先把光弄出来。
But God has to let the light shine first.
其实啊，圣经说啊，神自己就是这个光。
And the Bible tells us that God himself is the light.
那在旧约当中啊，有这个很重要的预言。
And in this Old Testament, there is a very important
prefiguration. 创世是讲物质的创造。
And it talks about the physical creation.
但是呢，其实这个也是在预言，在预表属灵的创造。
But it also refers to prefiguration in the spiritual aspect.
神要再一次改造人的心。
That God wants to change the hearts of man.
再创造一个神可以改变，神可以做主，神可以带来光亮的一个情况。
God wants to bring a condition where there is light.
我们看以赛亚书第六章。Let
us turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
第九章。Verse
9.
以赛亚九章的第二节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 9.
从第一节开始看啊。
Let us read from verse 1.
以赛亚九章的第一节。Isaiah
chapter 6 verse 9.
一二三，九章第一节。以赛亚九章第一节。Isaiah
chapter 9 verse 1.
一二三，但那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗。从前神使希伯伦地、拿弗他利地被藐视，幕后却使这沿海的路。 约旦河外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀。第二节，第二节啊，打出来。一二三，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。这是一个很重要的预言。
It is a very important prefiguration here.
表面上呢，只是讲这个以色列人呢，这个拿弗他利地啊，他们要看到大光。
It tells us how the land of Zebulun and Naphtali have seen a great light.
但是这个不是只是讲以色列人看到大光而已。
But it is not just referring to the Israelites who have seen a great light.
这个到底是指着什么？
But what is this pointing to?
原来是指着主耶稣来到世上。
But it is talking about the coming of Jesus Christ into this world.
这个世界已经被罪破坏了。
And this world has already been, sin has already destroyed this world.
本来神这个世界做得好好的。
And before God has created this world perfectly.
没有黑暗。
There's no darkness.
有形状。
And it has shape.
也没有虚空。
And there is no emptiness.
但是最近来了，又把它变回来之前那个状态。
But when sin entered the world, it reverted back to this three conditions.
人的心虚空了。
And man's heart has become empty.
人的心混沌了。
Without form.
人的心黑暗了。
And man's heart became dark.
虽然这个地球还是好好的，但是人的心已经像那三种情况。
And even though this earth is perfectly fine in men's hearts, it is like these three conditions.
弟兄姐妹想一想，我们生活当中我们看到的社会，甚至我们自己的内心，是不是有时候也是这样？
Brothers and sisters, let us think about in the society and also in our hearts, is it also like these three conditions?
世界的满娱乐满不住我们，很虚空。
And the world's pleasures cannot satisfy us, and we will be left empty.
每天没有形状，没有目标。 也彰显不出神的荣耀。
And we have no form, no purpose, and we cannot shine the image of God.
再来呢，我们就好像很每天活在黑暗当中。
It is like we are living in the dark every day.
被罪捆绑住。
We are bound by sin.
但是你不要灰心。
But let us not be discouraged.
神还有他的计划。
But God has his plan.
主耶稣来到世上。
When Jesus came into this world.
这个光就照我们呢。
This light shone upon us.
这个就是主耶稣降生的时候。
This is when Lord Jesus descended.
我们看马太福音第四章。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 4.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
马太福音第四章十四节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 14.
我们一起读。
Let us read together.
一二三，这是要应验先知以赛亚的话，说希伯伦拿弗他利地就是沿海的路，约旦河外邦人的加利利地，在那照在黑暗的百姓。 看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光，发现照着他们。原来主耶稣出来传福音，这是从加利利地、西布伦、拿弗他利地、沿海的路从那边开始的。
And when Jesus came and preached the gospel, he actually started from Zebulun, Naphtali, and Galilee.
哇，那个光是从那一个名不经传的地方，那么小小的地方，这个渔村的地方开始。
And this light came from such an assuming a very small place.
结果再照到整个加利利地。
And this light was able to shine all across Galilee.
照到整个耶路撒冷。
In the entirety of Jerusalem.
最后透过彼得、保罗，传着照到整个当时的罗马帝国。
And in the end, Peter, John, Paul were able to spread this in the Roman Empire.
再透过末世真教会，再把这个光兴起发扬全世界。
And the true church was able to flourish and prosper.
这个太奇妙。
And this is too mysterious.
主耶稣自己就说了，我就是世界的光。
And Jesus said himself that I am the light of this world.
我们看约翰福音八章十二节。
Let us look at John chapter 8 verse.
这些经节都很重要，我希望大家都抄起来背起来，以后我们对自己很有帮助，对传福音也很有帮助。
Let us also memorize this verse for purposes of spreading the gospel and for ourselves.
约翰福音八章十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 12.
我们一起读。
Let us read together.
八章十二节。
8 verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说，我是神，跟从我的若不在黑暗里走，必要得到生命的光。耶稣来到世上，就把这一道从神来的光照耀出来了。
And Jesus, when he came onto this earth, shone out the light.
真的，这个世界现在越来越黑暗。
And this world is becoming darker and darker.
但是主耶稣基督把真理的光、福音的光、恩典的光照出来。
But God, Jesus has spread the gospel's,
gospel.
The gospel's light onto us.
今天我们有没有让神的光先照在我们的心里面。
And today, do we have God's light shining within our hearts?
有时候我们想要把这个光照出去。
Sometimes we want to shine this light forth.
这是我们自己没有力量的。
But we have no strength ourselves.
除非你让神的光先照在心里面。
Unless you first let God's light shine in your heart.
有时候我们心中虽然信了主，但是还是空。
But sometimes even though we believe in God, we still feel empty in our hearts.
如果没有真正的追求神，我们还是感觉虚空。
Because when we do not pursue after God, we still feel empty inside.
有个姐妹要告诉我。
And there's a sister who told me.
自从手机里面装了 TikTok 之后，整天都是看那个 TikTok.
After I downloaded TikTok on my phone, I looked at it all day.
因为那个很上瘾，会让你很上瘾。
Because it can cause you to be addicted.
看了一个 video， 一个 video。
And you'll keep looking video after video.
自从看了 TikTok 之后，装了 TikTok 之后
，And after looking at TikToks，
她读圣经也没兴趣。
When she read the Bible, she had no interest anymore.
祷告也不专心。
And she was also not very earnest when she was praying.
一有空放松就是看 TikTok。
And when she had free time, all she would do is scroll and watch TikToks.
她也不是看那些坏的东西。
And she wasn't looking at anything particularly bad.
只是打发时间。
It was just that she was wasting her time away.
她越看就觉得越空了。
And the more she looked at it, the more empty she felt.
祷告也没心了，读圣经也没心，读不下去。
And she was not very earnest whenever she prayed or read the Bible. She had no interest.
祷告少了之后，脾气就缓，有时候对孩子就没有耐心。
And when she prayed less, her temper became very short, and she constantly lost her patience with her children.
生活当中啊，这种烦躁又回来。
And in her life,
Impatience.
This impatience happened.
哇，他就知道了。哎，我要抓住神，我不要被那些东西抓着。
And then she thought I had to grasp onto God. I cannot be swept away by these things.
因为如果不读圣经，神的光都照不来。
Because if I do not read the Bible, then God's light cannot shine on me.
真的，你就算每个礼拜来守安息日，但是自己不读圣经哦，神的光很难照进去。
Even if you come every Sabbath, if you do not read the Bible, then it is very difficult for God's light to shine in.
你不思考神的话。
You do not reflect and ruminate on God's words.
神的话就是光。
Because God's words are light.
主耶稣是光，他的话也是光。
Lord Jesus is light and his words are light.
你不让神的话照进来，你不可能得到改变。
If you do not want God's words to shine in your heart, then there is no way for you to change.
所以真的，我们要先让自己被神的光照耀。
So we first have to be changed by God's light.
不要说信了主了，我们还是那三种状态。
When we believe in the Lord, let us not become these three conditions.
应该是跟他们不一样的。
We should be different from it.
感谢主，神用光改变了这个世界。
Thank God and that He has come to this world and gave us light.
主耶稣2000年来也把这个光改变了当时的世界。
And 2,000 years ago, Jesus also came to this world and changed it by becoming the light.
今天末世, 神也要用你跟我,
Today, in the end days, God also wants to use you and I to shine the light.
好吧,看以赛亚书第60章,
Let us look at Isaiah chapter 60.
以赛亚60章第一节,
Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1.
这一点很重要。
Verse 1 is very important.
以赛亚60章第一节,
Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1.
1, 2, 3, 兴起。 发光，因为你的光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。请画起来你的圣经，兴起起来吧，不要再睡觉了。And
let us underline this. It says, "Arise, shine."
不要在属灵当中睡觉了。And
let us not fall asleep.
要兴起
We have to wake up.
要发光
We have to shine.
把神的光从里面照出来。And
shine the light of God from within.
神把那么好的家庭，那么好的工作，要给我们健康。
God has given us such a good family, job, and health.
也给我们那么好的会堂，我们可以聚会。
And also such a nice church where we can attend services.
不是只是说啊，我们自己高高兴兴在这边就好了。
Let us not just be satisfied with being happy here.
神要我们兴起，在埃明顿，在我们的社区，我们的朋友圈发光。
In many different circles, such as in church, but also with our friends, God wants us to shine the light.
传福音。
To spread the gospel.
那这里传福音之前, 因为神的光要先照里面,
but before spreading the gospel, we also want God's light to shine upon us, within us. Otherwise, how are you supposed to spread the gospel?
你整天跟你先生吵架, 跟你太太吵架, 然后就告诉别人说信耶稣好不好, 谁理你?
If you constantly argue with your spouse and tell others believing in Jesus is so good, then who will believe you?
那时候我都没有信耶稣都没有你这种家庭问题,
and people will think, if you, I don't believe in Jesus, yet my family life is so much better. Why would I come to church?
你也没有比我好,
you are not any better than I am.
一讲这样, 我们都被打败。
And when someone says this to us, we may feel defeated.
或者是你常常愁眉苦脸, 常常很多抱怨。
Or if you have many complaints.
人家说我没有信耶稣,我都比较乐观啊。 你为什么信耶稣,你? 你烦恼那么多
Others will say, I don't believe in Jesus, but I am much happier than you. Why are you so troubled?
你自己都没有被光照,你怎么去改变呢?
If we do not have the light shining within us, then how can we change others?
真的要祷告主啊,你每天都要光照我。
We have to pray that God, every day, let this light shine upon me.
改变我。
To change and transform me.
我不要虚空,不要去一直用那些世界的东西填满自己。
Because I do not want to be empty, I do not want the things of this world to satisfy me.
我要你来填满我。
I only want you to satisfy me.
我不要混沌,我不要混混沌沌的过日子,我不要没有form,没有形状,没有办法显出你的形象。
I do not want to pass every day idly without form and without you.
我要求你把我从深渊里面拉上来,我不要掉到那个黑暗的深渊里面。
I want you to lift me out from the depths of the darkness.
我不要绝望,我不要这个害怕。
I do not want to have this hopelessness or this fear.
我不要在负面的情绪里的深渊里面。
I do not want to be in the depths of the darkness.
你要这样向神求，神一定会让光进来。
And if you beg God like this, then certainly He will shine the light on you.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May Lord Jesus help us.
我们来唱一首诗。